Now, we're going to run it the way you ran a training drill, hand mimicry. See? This is entirely different than hand mimicry. Let's run this like hand mimicry.
Come in.
Yeah. All right. You're supposed to follow and contribute to this motion. All right. Did you follow and contribute? No. Did you follow and contribute to the motion? I don't think you did. I don't think you did that one either. I'm going to have to do that one over again. I think that was pretty bad. You found contribute to that? I don't think you did. This was correct. Yeah, that's a very critical level of auditing, wouldn't it be? Well, it's not run that way. This is hand-based mimicry. I'm going to make a motion with this hand and then with this hand. I want you to follow and contribute to that motion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Did you follow and contribute to that motion?
Yes.
All right. Good. Now I want you to follow and contribute to this motion. All right. Did you follow and contribute to that motion?
Mm-hmm.
Good. In other words, the pre-clear is the judge of this thing. Got it? We don't nag him. Now let's do a wild one here. All right, I want you to follow and contribute to that motion.
Which one?
Pull your hand way out. Now, did you follow and contribute to that motion?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all there is to it. All right. We go on with the next auditing command. In other words, when we get into CCH, we don't do critical auditing. We just do it. We ask him in this particular level if he did it. And if he did it, in his opinion, he did it. I've seen fellows running this in quite different fashion with no results. It just doesn't work. The critical. You know, the auditor didn't think he did it, so he makes him do it again. Well, we'll get a much better idea of it in this one. Now, hand-space mimicry goes from there. Oh, I better show you the rest of hand-space mimicry. After we've got the pre-clear so that he can do that a bit and rather accurately, we impose a tiny little bit of space between the hands. Now, we're going to put a little space between our hands, and I want you to follow and contribute to this motion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you follow and contribute to that motion?
Yes.
All right. Actually, we can widen the space out. See, first it's tight together, then a little bit of space, and then a little bit more space, a little bit more space. And if he gets doubtful at any time or something like that, why, we close up our space. Got that? You flatten a whole series of commands at one level before you go on to the next command. So you flatten a whole series of them with palms close together, whatever they are, see? Then we flatten a whole series with a quarter of an inch apart. And we flatten a whole series with 2 or 3 inches apart. You've got the idea. See that?
Yeah.
All right, now that's hand space mimicry. Now, this is the next one up. This could be the third one up, or it could be the fourth one up. It doesn't matter, you see. I mean, hand space mimicry and this particular one are practically interchangeable. Now, what happens, actually, in the course of auditing is that the pre-clear runs through, give me your hand, just one hand, goes into tone 48C, and very often, no reality on it, nothing happens, and you all of a sudden start hand space mimicry on him. Boom! See, he falls in. And you have the devil's own time flattening it. Sometimes he will do, give me your hand, tone 48C, hand space mimicry, and this one, book mimicry, and hit book mimicry, and go, boom! Now, it doesn't matter which one of these he hits and goes boom on. The proper thing to do is to go back to give me your hand and flatten it again. Got it? Every time we strike, a rule on the lower steps is every time we strike it real tough, every time it's real rough, real tough, we go back over it again. We go back over basic CCH, you see, again. Every time he's had an awful struggle with some step or another, well, we just start in with give me your hand and bring him up the line rapidly. How long does it take to flatten Give Me Your Hand? How long does it take to flatten Tone 48C? Well, I wouldn't like to see you running Give Me Your Hand on somebody any long, long length of time, exceeding 2.5 or 3 hours. But I wouldn't lay down a rule on it, because I have seen psychos that had to have it run on them for about 25 hours before it was even vaguely flat, don't you see? Just because it's run for 25 hours, however, wouldn't make a person a psycho. It'd mean the auditor would just thought that was the thing to do. All right. Now, this is book mimicry, now listed at CCH 4. Now, you see this book?
Yes.
And by the way, this and hand space mimicry are not tone 40 processes. Don't get the idea they are. The auditor speaks, he discusses things with the preclear, he acknowledges and so forth. Not all CCHs are tone 40. You should know that. All right. Now, I'm going to take this book and I'm going to make a motion with this book. And I want you to then take the book and follow that motion. Is that all right with you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Now. All right, did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. No further argument. All right, did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. That's all there is to it. But get this now, it's did you do that? Now, let's do it. Let's do it wrong way, too.
All right.
Yeah, don't follow this one.
Couldn't have I tried anyway.
You didn't do that. You didn't do that yet. I didn't like the expression on your face. Didn't duplicate mine. You haven't done it yet. You haven't done it yet. That was the one I've been doing all the time.
Bye.
See, that is an invalidative kind of auditing, isn't it? Well, we were first doing this, we did use a little bit of invalidative auditing on. We found out it just sails along beautifully if we just do this. You know, it's not the invention of these things, it's whether or not they work. All right. Did you do that?
Not very well.
Oh, well, all right. This is where you, auditor, can really get hung. You don't remember what you did. All right, did you do that?
Almost. I think, yes.
Well, did you do it?
A little bit, most of it.
Want me to do it again?
Yes,
please. All right. Okay, did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Got that? We'd go on to another one then. Did you do that?
No.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know you did that.
Yeah.
Okay. Get the idea? That is the way it's done. This, by the way, is one of the more amazing processes. It apparently wouldn't have very much to it, you know. But it's just like all these things. The truth was hard to find because it was lying out in daylight, painted bright red. Now, there are such commands as this in book mimicry. It's kind of fun. Did you do that?
Yes, but I didn't have the right page.
Oh, wow. Does that bother you?
No.
All right, okay. Now, you can get terribly significant with this. Terribly significant with this. If a person is withholding a great many secrets from you, he will not duplicate this one. He just won't. You get why not? If you're auditing somebody who is pulling everything into his chest and pulling the bank in on him, you do this one on him, he won't duplicate it either. Oh, just this. Obviously offering the book. He won't do that. He can do a number of amazing things, and it's all in his opinion. Now, there's one thing to know about this that's very, very definite. That you should know about it. And that is, circular motions are much more difficult, much more confusing than straight motions. You can even make the sign of a swastika. Preclear quite often follow that. When he wouldn't be able to follow this one. You see, the circles mean to him confusion. And you enter any circular motion in on a new green preclear on this, and you're going to have trouble. Your circular motions have too many points of change in them. Actually, a straight line only has one set of changes. One, two, see? One, two. A circle, look at the number of points you have to plot to get something to go through a circle. And he responds exactly as the number of locations are necessary to plot the curve of the thing. So here's one if you're really mad at somebody, want to end the session by giving him a complete lose. This is the way I'd teach psychiatrists to do this, by the way. There's only one trouble with that. You couldn't repeat it either. Any kind of circular actions of this character, any kind of actions of this character, where you go down, wouldn't matter how complicated they were. This is complicated enough for one action. It's a pretty complicated motion. Show it to you. You get so you understand these things a lot better if you run this. Well, that's book mimicry. Book mimicry. That's all there is to the first four steps of CCH. Now, a CCH session is ordinarily opened with CCH zero, which concludes rudiments, goals, and handling of the present time problem. But these would not be possible to handle on a very small child or on a psycho or somebody that can't communicate with you. So you would simply start in with, give me your hand. Oh, some guy that's just got trained at the Mental Institute for Deficient Psychologists and so on, he says, what is this thing called Scientology? Well, you say, well, it's science. Yes, I know, but what is this thing called Scientology? You know, you're just talking to a circuit. Skip it. The best way to handle him, if you're going to handle him at all, is pull a gag. Ask me.
What's Scientology?
Well, I'll show you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand.
What?
Thank you. Give me your hand.
Is this Scientology?
Thank you. Give me your hand.
Why aren't you speaking to me?
Thank you.
I ask you a civil question, I expect a civil answer.
Give me your hand.
Again?
Thank you.
I thought we already introduced ourselves once.
Give me your hand. Thank
Hello
you.
Hello there, yes.
Give me your hand.
Again?
Thank you. Give me your hand.
Oh.
Thank you. Give me your hand. 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 Thank you. Give me your hand.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, now that's Scientology.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Once in a while, you know, I tell people something and somebody takes me seriously and they find out it's true. A lot of you would believe thoroughly that some psychiatrist or psychologist in being treated in this fashion would think you had gone daffy or something of the sort, but actually be the only possible way to talk to them, be the only possible way to communicate with them. He is saying, in essence, communicate with me, and you do it in the realest way which would be receivable to him. So he blows a circuit, so he knocks over the lamp, so he screams a few times. We'll keep him backed up in the corner and just finish it off. He'll come out the other end. Now, there's one thing you'll just have to take my word for, Scientologist. There's just one thing you'll have to take my word for. They always come out at the other end. Until you get a reality on it, you'll have to take that on faith. Because in a lot of cases, you won't believe that they'll ever come out any other end. But they come out at the other end. I have seen a person go into catatonic schizophrenia who was quite ordinarily a reasonable being, you know. Just go catatonic. Just lie right straight down with his eyes wide open in a total fit. Just don't give me your hand. Just carry on the process. All of a sudden, I've seen the fellow say, whew, and get up. What was that? He said. Well, you just carry on the process. Now, you can stop and fish a cognition on a tone 40 process, but an auditor is better not to do it than to do it if he does it poorly. You can continue to hold the fellow's hand and give me your hand, saying, well, how you doing now?
Good.
All right. That's after you've given a thank you. See, give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. How you doing?
Good.
Doing all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not doing too badly?
No, except you just won't listen to me, but that's all right.
All right. Have you had anything happen here in the last few minutes?
No, I've just been feeling a lot better.
Good. All right. Give me your hand. Thank you. See how you do that. Continue to hold on to his hand and fish for cognition. You're asking him, sometimes they have an awful cataleptic fit or something of the sort, and a few commands later, why, you can just hold it and ask what's going on. But you don't have to. You'll just have to take on faith that they do come out the other end. Okay, well, now the truth be told here, We have numerous other CCHs, but the truth of the matter is you know how to do a great many of these. You know, it's fantastic. The amount of pressure is very important. There has to be just the right amount of pressure. There has to just be about the right cadence. It's a rather fantastic thing. It isn't something that has gotten onto rather easily. But when you do it, well, it looks fantastically simple. It looked awful simple, didn't it? Audit right up on top all the time with your bank never kicking your teeth in. It's fabulous. Thank you very much for your attention.